Max, the diapered zombie killer. By Barry Oliver. Chapter 1, Rich and Poor. Max lived in the kind of house that his new friend Robbie had only ever seen from the outside. His house was palatial. It was the largest house at the end of a street, full of large houses in an exclusive gated neighborhood. It was plain to see that Max's parents had more money than Robbie's parents would ever see in their lifetimes. Now, Robbie found himself on the inside of that massive house with his new friend, Max. He stood on the second floor at the end of a long hall, about to step into Max's room. Max's room should not have come as a surprise, but it did. "Well," Robbie gasped. "Your room is huge." Max shrugged, not as impressed. To him, it was just his room. "It's not a big deal, really." It was a big deal to Robbie. He had never heard of a kid's room so large that it had a divider wall, splitting it into a play area on one side and a sleeping area on the other. Half of the dividing wall was actually an aquarium, salt water no less, that you could look through from each half of the room. The ceiling was vaulted, adding to the spaciousness, and there was a small outdoor deck off the playroom where stood a telescope, the expensive kind with a computer-driven motor. "Oh, cool." Robbie ran into the room and spun around to get the full view. "You could live in here and never come out." Max shrugged again. "It's okay, I guess, but it gets old after a while." To 11-year-old Max, it was merely his room, small compared to his parents' room and smaller still compared to the outside world. Robbie, also age 11, quickly located the centerpiece of the play side of the room, Max's game center. Xbox 360, he yelled and ran over to it. He had never seen one for real. The Xbox was attached to a 60-inch HD TV with a Bose home theater sound system. It's an altar of game-playing perfection. Robbie stood before it in worshipful awe. Max motioned for Robbie to follow him over to the bedside of his room. "That's not what I wanted to show you. Come in here." Robbie reluctantly pulled away from the game center and followed Max. His bed was king-sized, no shocker. You could prop a tent on it. There, sitting on the massive landscape of a mattress, was a duffel bag to which Max pointed. "That's it," he said in anxious anticipation. "What?" Robbie approached it, as if it might explode. "Open it. You'll see." Robbie cautiously pulled the zipper down the length of the bag and gazed into its contents. What he saw made him jump. "Oh my God, I can't believe it." He reached in and pulled out the package. "Diapers." Max grinned ear to ear. "Yep. That's what they are. Just arrived yesterday. The youth size. They're big enough to fit us." It gave Max a thrill just saying the word diaper to another kid. It had been his secret for so long. "I can't believe it. This is amazing," Robbie said, bubbling with excitement. "How did you get them?" "Pretty easy, really. The internet. PayPal. My parents give me my allowance that way." Robbie nodded. Lucky. He didn't get an allowance. He had to beg for everything from his parents. "So, can I open the package?" He placed the diapers between them. Max waved him on, "Go ahead. You can be the first to touch one." Robbie tore open the plastic bag, pulled out a diaper for each of them, and set them on Max's bed.